There's debate among military and political analysts about U.S. strategy and tactics in the Iraq War. Yesterday, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams discussed the conduct of the war with two experts, retired Major General Robert Scales, an NPR military consultant, and Lawrence Korb, President Reagan's Assistant Defense Secretary.
Since the war started almost 14 days ago, U.S. and British forces have made steady progress towards a showdown with Iraqi forces in Baghdad. But retired General Scales and former Assistant Defense Secretary Korb say the pace of the war is not living up to expectations.
Well, the administration thought that their so-called shock and awe bombing campaign using precision-guided weapons would so demoralize the leadership in Iraq that they would surrender. They thought that Saddam Hussein had been so hard on his own people that once American and British ground troops entered there, that the people would come over to our side, then we could send the ground forces up to encircle Baghdad very rapidly and not worry about our supply lines or dealing with cities in the rear.
I agree with Larry in that expectations certainly were moving faster than the events on the battlefield. It's going to take a while before the culminating event, the assault on the Republican Guard, can occur.
When you think about the idea of a rolling start to the war, General, does that now seem in retrospect to have been a mistake? Should there have been a deployment of massive force in the way that the U.S. prepared itself for the first Persian Gulf conflict?
The whole issue really revolves around the 4th Infantry Division and the inability of the commander in the region to get the 4th Infantry Division in through Turkey to establish the second axis of advance on Baghdad. Had the 4th ID been there and had participated in this operation, that there would have been overwhelming force, or at least adequate force.
Larry Korb, does that mean that it made sense to have a small force go in to secure the oil fields to lay the groundwork for what was to come?
Well, I think securing the oil fields when only 3 or 4 of them were burned was a major accomplishment. But I think the problem was that Bush gave the ultimatum, which then made the oil fields vulnerable before the 4th Infantry Division could have been moved around to come in through Kuwait. And that, I think, was the key thing. I mean, once Bush gave the ultimatum, then you almost had to start. But I don't know why he had to give the ultimatum so quick. If he had waited another week or two, he might have even gotten more support from the UN and then would have been able to have more force in the region.
General Scales, the next step in this battle appears to be capturing Baghdad. There are 6 divisions, as I understand it, of the Republican Guard there. And so the question is, what's the best way to approach Baghdad for the American and British forces?
The air forces that are arrayed over Baghdad right now are engaged in a very, very intensive, fierce precision strike campaign to try to wear down these Republican Guard divisions. I guess my view is let's let air power do what the air power can do, much as it did in the first Gulf War, to not only destroy the enemy's defensive but break his will.
To both of you, how will we know that we have won? Is it a matter of capturing Saddam Hussein? Is it a matter of discovering weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
Well, I think in order for the United States to win and demonstrate to the rest of the world that this war of choice and was really necessary, you got to be able to discover weapons of mass destruction, because that's the whole basis on which you said that Saddam was a threat to the security of the region and to the world.
General Scales, capturing Saddam Hussein, discovering weapons of mass destruction, would you agree?
No, I think so. I mean, finding the weapons of mass destruction, I think, is important. Capturing Saddam Hussein and his sons and the members of the ruling elite, I think, is also important. I disagree with Larry in the sense that the issue is regime change. And if he is deposed and if he does flee from Baghdad and somehow manages to slip away, that doesn't mean that the campaign was a failure by any means.
Larry Korb, what about the unexpected duration? How do you think it's going to impact the military as well as the people of Iraq?
The longer it goes on, the more difficult it will be for us to put Iraq back together again, because the longer it goes on, the more damage that will happen in Iraq, the more you'll have these outside people coming in to support it. I mean, the Arab countries do not like Saddam, but on the other hand, they see him as David standing up to Goliath. And so I think people wanted it and hoped it would be very quick because if it went over quickly, then you would minimize this outside damage.
Lawrence Korb, Vice President of the Council on Foreign Relations and former Assistant Secretary of Defense. He was joined by retired Major General Robert Scales. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.